Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to inform you that we have analyzed the results from last week's customer survey. One of the most frequent complaints was that shoppers cannot identify workers. So, starting from next month, instead of just wearing name tags, all employees must wear a Vivi Electronics polo shirt and khaki trousers during their shift. You can choose between navy blue and forest green, so talk to Joseph Burke to let him know which one you want. If you'd like to see what the polo shirts will look like, feel free to come up to the front entrance area to see the photos I've hung up.
Number 71.
According to the speaker, what will happen at the business next month?
Number 72.
Why should the listeners talk to Mr. Burke?
Number 73.
What does the speaker invite the listeners to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Radio 103 with your local news update. This Saturday, residents of Kennebur can enjoy one of the most popular events of the year, the town's annual Founders Day Parade. Event planners are pleased to announce that the number of floats and musical groups has nearly doubled, so the procession will take about 2 hours, compared to just 1 hour last year. There are many great places to see the action, so check out the map of the route on the city's website to make sure you get a good viewing spot.
Number 74.
What is scheduled to happen on Saturday?
Number 75.
According to the speaker, how is this year's event different from last year's?
Number 76.
What does the speaker recommend doing? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Zach Vitella. I'm the office manager at Capital Incorporated. I just received our monthly bill for internet services, and it looks like we've been overcharged. We have downsized to the standard package, but we're still being charged for the executive package. Could you please email me a new bill with the correct fees? If you have any questions, you can call me at 555-0122. However, please note that I'll be away from my desk all afternoon as I'm going to an in-house workshop. Thanks.
Number 77.
What is the speaker calling about?
Number 78.
What is the listener asked to do?
Number 79.
Why is the speaker unavailable this afternoon? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Finally, on the agenda, I'd like to talk about the new property on Renner Street. We're supposed to be moving our legal firm's operations there on March 13th. However, I just found out this morning that the company we were planning on using, Celtis Solutions, doesn't do corporate moves anymore. That's unfortunate because they came highly recommended from a colleague of mine. In light of this, I think we should meet again on Thursday after I've had more time to look into this and find a replacement. I don't want to rush this decision.
Number 80.
What is the speaker mainly discussing?
Number 81.
What problem is mentioned?
Number 82.
What does the speaker suggest doing? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
All right, everyone. Thank you for being here today for this food safety certification class. You need to have a valid certificate to work in a commercial kitchen or to serve food to customers. The certificate is valid for 5 years, and you have to get a passing grade on the exam at the end of this class. But don't worry, it's very rare for someone to fail the test. In all my years of training, it only happened once. We'll begin in 15 minutes, starting off with a brief instructional film. Feel free to take notes on the handout I gave you.
Number 83.
Who most likely are the listeners?
Number 84.
What does the speaker suggest when he says,
"It only happened once"?
Number 85.
What will the speaker do in 15 minutes? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast. You're listening to Inside Science, the show that explores a wide variety of scientific fields. Today, my guest is Dr. Brandon Clark, a renowned linguist who has been studying how people acquire language skills. He'll be talking about this topic as well as giving you tips based on his research. Dr. Clark just got back from traveling abroad to explore the verbal patterns of the ethnic groups in South America. He's going to start working on a book using his findings. If you'd like to pose a question to Dr. Clark, log on to the Radio 3 website and post it there. We'll try to respond to as many as possible.
Number 86.
What topic will Dr. Clark discuss with the speaker?
Number 87.
What has Dr. Clark recently done?
Number 88.
According to the speaker, what can listeners do on the website? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following speech.
Thank you all for coming to this reception to greet our counterparts from the Toronto branch, who are here for a few days to observe us in action. We'll have some live music later, and there will be time for networking and maybe even a little dancing. I'd like to say a few words, but I won't go into too much detail about how the company has changed since its opening. It's not the first time you've heard it. But it's important to remember where we've been, and I can't express how grateful I am for the staff's tireless efforts to keep working to get the job done.
Number 89.
What is the purpose of the event?
Number 90.
What does the speaker suggest when she says,
"It's not the first time you've heard it"?
Number 91.
What does the speaker say she appreciates about the listeners? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Schofield. This is Josh Wilkins. I know you're working on the arrangements for the special event on May 7th to recognize Arthur Hearst's long career as he retires from Jesmond Incorporated. I was looking at the catering order you placed, and it says you requested just 2 fruit and vegetable platters. Each one is supposed to serve about 20 guests, but, we'll have at least 80 people. Please call the caterer to make the necessary changes, but you'd better hurry. Today's the last day to place the order, and they close in 20 minutes.
Number 92.
What kind of event is the listener planning?
Number 93.
What does the speaker suggest when he says,
"We'll have at least 80 people"?
Number 94.
What problem does the speaker mention? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and sign.
Good afternoon. My name is Gina, and today I'm going to be demonstrating the newest coffee makers offered by Kirby Department Store, manufactured by Homestyles. As savvy shoppers, you'll love this brand's sleek design and durable components. I'll start off with the most popular model, which makes 2 cups of coffee at a time and has a built-in milk warmer. This really is the way to start the morning off right. For those of you standing in the back, there are some empty seats up front, so feel free to come and get a better view.
Number 95.
What is the purpose of the talk?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. Which model is the speaker talking about?
Number 97.
What will some of the listeners most likely do next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and graph.
Good morning, everyone. I've called this meeting today because we need to make decisions with our Fresh Face line of cosmetics. Since we're adding in some new items, we need to choose which ones to remove. We're also going to start offering our second bestseller in a 2-ounce and 4-ounce size, which I think customers will like. You can see on the graph of last month's sales that there's still room for improvement. To promote the changes, we've secured Sophie Fitzgerald as a spokesperson for our commercials. With her popular films and strong name recognition, her involvement could give a major boost to our company.
Number 98.
What is the purpose of the meeting?
Number 99.
Look at the graphic. Which item will be available in 2 sizes?
Number 100.
What most likely is Miss Fitzgerald's occupation?